Welcome to this edition of Environment Matters with me, Amanda Yorworth. Environment Matters is the show that brings you news on issues of sustainability and the environment from around the district and from further afield. Now, you'll remember that we heard from Catherine Ross from Transition St Albans a couple of weeks ago, and she was talking about the Better World hustings, which was scheduled for this Friday. Now, due to a number of St Albans hustings that were due to go ahead last week being cancelled when campaigning was postponed to respect those who were affected by the Manchester bombing, the organisers of the Better World hustings have kindly agreed to move their hustings to the Abbey and to merge it with the other hustings that were cancelled. Now, the rescheduled hustings will still be on Friday, that's right, this Friday the 2nd, but it will be at the Abbey rather than at Trinity Church, and it will start at the slightly earlier time of 7:30. The doors open at 7 o'clock. Now, as this will be a much bigger event, I'm afraid you won't be able to put your questions on the evening, but the St Albans parliamentary candidates will still be there and they will still be answering some pre-selected questions on various issues, including the environment. So that's the Better World hustings isn't going to be going ahead at Trinity Church. It's now going to be at the Abbey, going to be merged with the other hustings, and it's going to be, as I say, a little earlier. So it'd still be really lovely to see you there, and I'll be going along to see what the candidates are talking about, and I'm sure it'll be a really interesting evening. Okay then, so it's nice, isn't it, to see bike racks full around the district in the sunny weather. Lots of people out and about on two wheels. But are you one of those people who thinks that, well, cycling looks like a good idea, but, well, just looks like a bit of hard work? Well, National Bike Week is coming up and Transition St Albans are running an event to get us all onto two wheels, even if we're not as fit as we'd like to be. Andrew Allen from Transition St Albans explained. Andrew, thank you very much indeed for joining us. So, your cycle event, what is it?
So, the event is centred around electric bikes and it's aimed at encouraging people to try out electric bikes and see what they're capable of.
Okay, so why have you chosen electric bikes?
Well, partly to do with the topography of St Albans and St Albans District. And as you know, we have the Chilterns on our doorstep. So we have maybe not long hills, but quite short and sharp hills. And having an electric bike with a pedal assistance will help an awful lot to smooth out those hills.
All right, okay. So you think that perhaps if it was a little bit easier to get up the hills, then people would be more likely to get on a bicycle. And sort of from an environmental point of view, how does an electric bike compare with, say, going on a motorbike or something like that?
Well, it's something, it's more than an order of magnitude. For example, on a standard electric bike, it might have half a kilowatt hour worth of battery. If you compare that to an electric car, I won't say a brand name, but it would be 22, 24 kilowatt hours, or an electric motorcycle, say 12 kilowatt hours. But with an electric bike, even with that small battery, you can still go 60 miles with the assistance.
Wow. Okay, that's pretty good, isn't it? I mean, 60 miles actually, you know, compares reasonably favourably, as you say, with how far you get an electric car. Do you still have to pedal on an electric bicycle?
You do, yes. So the UK and the EU have a set limit of the motor size is 250 watts. And you mainly, it is slightly different in the UK, but mainly now you have to pedal, so it's called pedal assist. So you pedal and then you get this extra boost on top.
Right, okay, so you still get a bit of exercise like you would do from an ordinary bicycle, but as you say, just a little bit of help to get you up those hills. Well, that sounds pretty good. How about cost-wise though? I'm assuming these are a bit more expensive than an ordinary bicycle.
So yes, they do vary in cost. I mean, seeing as what they do, they would compare to a more of a higher spec road bike that you see in the Tour de France. So they can range from a very basic level of under £1,000 to several £1,000 if you have better brakes, better, more robust motors from big names in the industry and which are more reliable.
Right.
So that's it can range quite a bit.
Right.
And it also, the other thing that will be happening on the day, there'll be electric cargo bikes. And so they are slightly more expensive, but they have far greater ability in what you can do and what you can carry.
Okay, so those are, if you anticipate carrying big loads around, so for instance, if you're used to taking children to school with lots of bags, that sort of thing might be useful for that?
Well, for families, you can have one, two, three small kids up front. They're called a box bike, and they can the kids can still talk to the parent when they're cycling along.
Right.
And that you can also, if you don't have kids, you could use them for carrying your bags of shopping up front. Or going to the hardware store, and for businesses, it could be logistics. So it could be parcels and letters. It could be plumbers, electricians, gardeners, sports massage therapists, mobile food providers. You name it. There's a lot of uses for cargo bikes.
Absolutely. I mean, when you were saying £1,000, I was thinking, oh my word, that's expensive. But I suppose if you compare it to the cost of a motorbike or a car, that is still really very reasonable, isn't it?
Well, the cost of running an electric bike or electric cargo bike is a fraction. There's no VED or some would say road tax to be paid. So that's zero. The cost of the electricity, if you're getting it from the grid, it's so small. I mean, you're charging up 0.5 of a kilowatt hour.
Yeah.
So over the year, it would still be very, very small in terms of cost.
Yeah.
There's the normal bike cost, such as bicycle wheels, rims, the tubes.
Yeah. I suppose that's right. The servicing on a car is way more than it would be, as you say, even on an electric bicycle. You know, you think about replacing a wheel on a car costs hundreds of pounds, whereas on a bicycle it's tens of pounds.
And you can do it yourself. Far more difficult to do car maintenance yourself.
That's right indeed. All great points. Okay, so people are listening and they think, okay, then I could perhaps give that a try. You know, I'm not sure. So when you've got your event, and where is it going to be?
So it's going to be in Verulamium Park, and it's going. The location is just ahead of the athletics track. If you're coming from Westminster Lodge, and it's just before you go into the main park. It's called London Gate. It's just. As if you're going up towards King Harry Lane.
Right.
So there's a small sort of a section of grass, and where there's two paths. So it's quite clear if you walk into the park from that direction.
Right.
And there'll be signs before and on the day directing people from all four entrances to the park.
Okay. And the date and time?
So the date is June the 18th, and it'll be going from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Okay, and you're looking for a little bit of help with this as well, aren't you?
Indeed, yes. It would be fantastic if anyone were able to spare, could be just an hour during those hours, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., just to help. It, not just to be a warden, say, for the test rides of the bikes.
Yeah.
Would be very, very useful.
So you don't need any special skills, you just need to be able to go along and just join in the fun just be able to supervision. Okay, lovely. Well, I'll make sure that the details for that go on the environment page of the Radio Verulam website, and we hope that the sun shines on you and that lots of people come and sample the bicycles. Andrew, thank you very much indeed for joining me.
Thank you, Amanda.
And I was there talking to Andrew Allen from Transition St Albans about their fantastic sounding electric bicycle event. Now, tomorrow is the start of the Herts and Middlesex Wildlife Trust 30 Days Wild. You can listen to the podcast with Charlotte Hussey, which you'll find on the Radio Verulam website. Charlotte came on the show a few weeks ago to tell us all about it. Sounded great. Now, you can join the Herts and Middlesex Wildlife Trust at Grebe House for the launch of 30 Days Wild. If you go to the Grebe House, it's in St Albans Verulamium Park, and if you go down there tomorrow, Thursday, and you'll be able to get lots of inspiration for your challenge. They'll be giving out free 30 days wild packs if you haven't already signed up, and they'll also be offering advice and practical examples of how you can make the most of your 30 days wild. Now, you can take inspiration from their newly extended wildlife garden at Glebe House, and you can also see all their beautiful summer flowers in bloom as well. So that sounds lovely. Now, for the kids, there will be spotter sheets to take around the park, and if you're lucky, you might even be able to spot Bertie the Badger. There's no need to book. Simply visit between 1 o'clock and 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It's not just for kids, though. Remember, 30 Days Wild is for grown-ups too. It's great for your mind and also for your physical well-being, and it's free to join in. You'll find all the details from that on one of my previous blogs on the Radio Verulam environment pages. Now, if you're listening live to this, you've just got time until midnight to nominate your favourite local business for the Chamber of Commerce Green Business Awards. Now, it can be any company. It doesn't have to be something doing a typically green thing, you know, a solar panel company or something like that. Just any local business who you think is doing just a little bit more to help the environment, perhaps a bit more recycling, or they're really good with their energy efficiency or something like that. Really easy to nominate. Just go to the website pages of St. Albans Chamber of Commerce, and they've got a special page for the business awards. Very easy to nominate, and it would be really nice to recognise these companies for the great work that they're doing and encourage other companies hopefully to do the same as well. Now, if quiz nights are more your thing, then on Saturday St Albans Oxfam are holding a quiz night. It's going to be a friendly evening, but with a competitive streak, like all quiz nights, hey? If you can get together a team of 6 to 8 people, or if it's just like, I don't know, you and a friend or something like that, you can just join a team on the night. All proceeds will go to Oxfam's wonderful work in Kenya. The tickets are £12.50, and that includes fish and chips or a vegetarian option. You can take your own drinks. Now, for tickets, contact heartshike@gmail.com, or you can telephone 07472 063145, or 07941 311324, or actually simpler than that, why don't you just visit the Oxfam bookshop on Catherine Street in St Albans. Or also, they've got a website, oxfamstalbans.org, and there's all the details on there. So that sounds like quite a fun evening with friends, or as I say, just you can go along and join the team on the evening, and we'll be raising some money for some great work that's going on as well. Now, remember, you can find out all the information from today's show on the environment page of the Radio Verulam website. You can also find there blogs from previous shows. There's lots of great information about things like 30 Days Wild, so go there for information in the blogs, and you can also find all of the podcasts that we've done recently on environment matters, and so you can listen to them at your leisure. But you can also subscribe for podcasts so that then you will be able to get environment matters straight into your inbox and listen to them just at your leisure, without having to do anything else. Now, we always love to hear from you here on Environment Matters on 92.6 FM Radio Verulam. You can tweet us at RV_environment. You can email us at environmentonrv@gmail.com. And if you've got any suggestions for future shows or comments indeed on what we've already done, then we always love to hear from you. So we'll be here at the same time next week. Until then, thank you for listening.